Penguin Random House Audio presents.
How may we hate you?
Notes from the concierge desk.
These are the authors, Anna Dresden
and Todd Dakota Briscoe.
Oh God, you have to help me. I've lost my daughter in Macy's.
Oh no, let me get a description. How old is she?
36.
Introduction. Who are we to write this book? Are we two ungrateful millennials angry at having to actually work? Are we two bitter curmudgeons who love making people angry?
Nah, we're just two comedians who found ourselves working in the hospitality industry as concierges, and we couldn't believe some of the outrageous things that guests would say to us. We wanted to share them with the world. We really don't like to hurt people's feelings, which is why everyone in this book is anonymous.
Hi, we're Todd.
And Anna.
We met at NYU, where we studied pretending.
AKA theater.
Upon graduating and realizing that the world doesn't care about dreams, we found ourselves needing a day job, or what most people just call a job, so that we could buy beers at our friends' weird theater shows in Chelsea basements.
We were too clumsy to carry things, so waiting tables was out. We didn't want the pressure of keeping children alive, so babysitting was out. And we weren't into having strangers touch our feet, so escorting was out. We just wanted day jobs that would give us time in front of a computer so we could read Gawker and stalk our exes.
Hotels it was. Make a couple of reservations, give a few directions, suggest a couple Broadway shows. Sounds easy enough, right?
Wrong. Unfortunately, the vast majority of the people we dealt with were difficult. Here are some typical daily interactions. I need a salon appointment. Wash and blow Saturday at 12.
All right, you are confirmed for a wash and blow at Bon Bon Salon for Saturday at noon.
Ugh.
Is that all right?
Well, I'm just very dubious about the quality of a salon that actually has space at 12 on a Saturday. Is there another one you recommend?
So you want me to recommend a salon that won't have space at the time you're requesting?
Yes. Let's try that.
Or, what floor is my floor on?
Which floor are you on?
5.
The 5th floor.
Great, thanks. Instead of using our 12-hour shifts to get some writing done, we found ourselves growing mentally exhausted from hours of helping guests who are variously angry, constipated, scared, or cheating on their wives.
We started the blog How May We Hate You as a coping mechanism. We'd post our ridiculous or hilarious or rage-inducing guest interactions on Facebook just to blow off steam.
Apparently, all of our friends enjoy seeing us in pain because the flood of likes and comments was more than anything we expected. The consensus from friends, family, and girls we met at a party once was that they couldn't wait to hear more of our awkward interactions with guests.
As the blog took off, thousands of other hospitality employees flooded us with emails and comments, thanking us for finally giving the name tag wearer a point of view and a place to turn for comfort when guests were driving them up the walls.
Of course, the inevitable call came from our boss.
Hey, saw the blog.
Okay.
Thought it was funny.
And?
Don't mention anyone's name or the hotel's name.
Okay.
Also, can you pick up a shift Saturday morning?
No. Then another.
Hey, did you talk to Anna?
No.
Saw the blog.
Okay.
I thought it was funny.
And?
Don't mention anyone's name or the hotel's name.
Okay.
Also, any chance you can work Saturday morning? No.
Remember a few years ago when a JetBlue flight attendant quit his job by telling a plane full of assholes to fuck off, grabbed a handful of mini liquor bottles, and slid down the escape slide into the hearts of America?
Remember how much you wished your office window had an inflatable slide?
You weren't alone. Everybody has something work-related to gripe about, and we're here to give voice to those complaints for anyone in the service industry. Our experiences are specific to hotels, but we hope you can relate to them whether you work in phone customer service, in a restaurant, doing tech support, or hell, even if your job is awesome. Even if you're a professional athlete or singer or politician or the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, odds are good that at some point, you were wearing a name tag too.
Everyone has had to swallow his or her pride and serve a jerk.
It's easy to become resentful and take it out on the guests, but that's not who we are. Yes, we're snarky little bitches in the face of absurdity, absolutely. But we have empathy too.
And we're by no means perfect at our job either. I once saw a high-end concierge who said in an interview, "I can do anything you need done. The impossible? Give me an hour. A miracle? I may need a day or two."
She is our public enemy number one. Her name is usually something like Pam, and we hate her.
Go to hell, Pam.
Chapter 1. The Concierge.
The what?
We feel that 90% of our frustrations would be resolved if people actually knew what a concierge can and can't do. We're recommending that this section of the book be handed to every guest upon check-in so that we don't get a call from room 1602 asking where their $17 plate of fries is. Hint, not our desk.
First of all, what the hell is a concierge?
Sure, let me Google that for you. Wikipedia tells me that the word concierge comes from the French compte de cierge, which translates literally to keeper of the candles. This was an occupation held by medieval peasants and involved lighting the ostentatious amount of candles of the nobility. In the 18th and 19th centuries, concierges presided over residences in Paris. They would hold the keys, hold mail, monitor the building, and basically do the same things that modern-day doormen do. Now, our responsibilities are a little different. We made a little list for you that should help explain what we can and can't do for you as concierges.
Yes, sir, we can absolutely.
Help you get tickets to a Broadway show.
Tell you about the neighborhood around the hotel.
Make dinner reservations and recommendations.
Help you book transportation.
Make an itinerary for a day or a few days, based on your interests.
Help you guess which place you remember, have heard of, or saw on TV.
Plan some special stuff for your honeymoon or anniversary.
Tell you where the nearest pharmacy is for your unmentioned but strongly implied contraceptive needs.
And tell you that you look very nice in your tuxedo and or ball gown.
We don't usually do this, but I can certainly
help you find a broker to resell your Broadway tickets that you can no longer use.
Try to arrange a very last-minute taxi, train, or shuttle to the airport.
Make a last-minute rooftop bachelorette tapas brunch party reservation for 15 people.
Help you find the wallet you left in a cab.
Hide your Tiffany engagement ring brochure in our desk so your girlfriend won't find out about your proposal plans. That one's fun.
Draw an entire map of locations from Sex and the City.
Make a giant heart of red rose petals on your hotel bed for your very special honeymoon/anniversary sexathon.
Point you in the exact immediate direction of condoms.
Help you tie your bow tie for your tuxedo and or zip up your ball gown.
I apologize, but unfortunately we cannot.
Get you quote-unquote cheap tickets for Hamilton.
Get you a free limo, taxi, or shuttle.
Get you and your 9 cheap-ass friends into Balthazar for an 8 p.m. res at 7:30 on a Friday.
Help you visit a location that is not in New York.
Procure illegal drugs and or a hooker.
Get you a room with a view of a particular building that is blocked by a mile of other, taller buildings.
Ask the office of the city clerk to allow you to use your concealed weapons permit as photo ID for your shotgun wedding, especially because it doesn't have your photo on it, and yes, this occurred.
Personally apply the condoms. And fortunately, that has not actually occurred.
Tailor your tuxedo and or ball gown on the spot as you're wearing it while someone is hailing you a taxi.
Great, so you check me in, hold my bags, arrange housekeeping, take my room service order, and light my candles?
No, sir, is that really what you think we do?
I need to see your manager.
Have you seen a candle in this hotel at all? Have you seen a single candle?
Huh?
Certainly, I can get my manager for you. He is schmoozing with a guest who spends $30,000 a year here, so he'll be right with you after their golf game.
Never mind, can I check out here now?
You check out at the same place you checked in, the front desk. They're your guides for everything in the hotel. I'm your guide for everything outside the hotel.
You don't care that my room wasn't cleaned properly?
Personally, no, not really.
That is so unprofessional of you. I'm upset with my room being dirty, so you should do something about it.
Would you go to the bank to complain about the post office?
You work for the same hotel. You're passing the buck because you're lazy.
No, it's not about lazy. It's about unions. Every department has its own designated responsibilities, and the workers within those departments are usually protected by their own unions. I'm supposed to stick to my job, and they're supposed to stick to theirs.
You don't seem like your one life goal is to serve me.
My one life goal is to afford therapy.
Didn't you say something about lighting candles earlier? I'd very much like to know who is lighting my candles.
Open flames aren't permitted in the hotel, sir.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?